We're going to begin Chav Dal and Omen Aleph, Marzutra Chasida. Marzutra Chasida Igniv Lekasa de Kaspa Mushpizino. El silver goblet was stolen from the host of Marzutra Chasida. Chazya Lubar Beirav de Moshi de Venovnim Beglim de Chambri. Marzutra saw a certain student who washed his hands and dried them on the cloak of another. So Marzutra saw a certain student who washed his hands and dried them on the cloak of another. Omar Hainu Haidalei Ichpasli Omeminen de Chabri Kaspi Beidi. Marzutra said, this is the one who doesn't care about the property of another. He bound the student, and the student then confessed that he stole the goblet. Tanya was Tana Brezavu. Made that Shimon ben Elazar became Chadash from Shisuos and Ayin Shechayav Lachas. Shimon ben Elazar holds that one does not need to proclaim his findings of the Sanpeira Keli. He agrees that the finder is obligated to proclaim his find of a new Keli that the eye of its purchaser has sufficiently seen. What other Kelim? Example, branches upon which needles or utensils for spinning or hanging, or strings of axes. But he found it one by one. When he finds two by two, Chayav L'Achris, he's obligated to proclaim his find. Ma'ad Badi, what is the meaning of Badi? Sichi. Branches. Va'amaykorli Badi, so why are you calling it branches? Dovrshet the Tolu B'Midi. Because the item upon which one hangs another item. Bad Korli. Calls it a branch. Ki'kai ha'kiyari d'thinan da'osam ol echad b'badechad. One leaf, one branch. Chenei b'shim l'ozer imra amatsum narim min adim min anam min barbalus min azut ha'shiyom. The case of one who rescues a lost item from a lion, from a bear, from a cheetah, or from the tide of the sea, or from the flooding of a river. The case of one who finds a lost item in the main thorough or large plaza, or any place where the multitude are found, these items belong to him due to the fact that the owner despairs of their recovery. The Bailud asks the shadow for the chum, comer from the lazar. Elazar Mishimna says that if one who finds a lost item in any place where multitudes are found, the item belongs to him. They do refer to a place, but if Goyim Abba Badevi Stolei, or the majority are Goyim in the place where the majority of Eden know, or perhaps even the place where there's a majority of Jews, he also says that the item belongs to the one who found it. In a place there's a majority of Eden, they certainly disagree. The question is, do they argue? They disagree with Goyim or not? And even if you say the halacha is like the opinion of Rav Shimon ben Elazar, does the halacha apply specifically in a place where there is a majority of Goyim? Or is the halacha in accordance with the opinion, even a place where there is a majority of Eden? The Shema coming here bring a proof. Or finds coins in a shul, study or any place where the multitudes are found. The coins belong to him. The fact that the owner is the spirit of the recovery. Who is the one who you heard that he follows the multitude, that he attaches significance to the loss of an item in the place where the multitudes are present? Even when there's a lot of Eden. We're dealing with a case where the coins were scattered and there's no simon over there. If it's a case where the coins are scattered, why did the Bryce establish the case specifically in a place where the multitudes are found? Even a place where the multitudes are not found, the coins belong to the finder. A little mitzvun. Actually, the Bryce is referring to the case where the coins are bound and with our studies also which Goyim guards the custodians are sitting. Now that you have arrived at this explanation, the Bat Knesses and the Brides can be explained as referring to our schools, which Goyim are sitting. Tashma come bring a proof of the Mishnah. Matzaba Aveda, in the case where one found a lost item in the city where both Yidden and Goyim reside. Yabrev Yisrael, if the city of the majority of Goyim, Chayav Lachas is Chayav Tachas. Yabrev Goyim, and if Chayav Lachas. Tashma come bring a rabbi from the Mishnah. Matzaba Aveda, is the one found a lost item where both Yidden and Goyim reside. Yabrev Yisrael, if the city of the majority are Goyim, Chayav Lachas is Chayav Yabrev Goyim, and if Chayav Lachas. Who told us to go after the multitudes of Shimon Lazar? Shabbos when it comes to Shimon Lazar, they give our brave souls like. Why says the money in accordance with whose opinion is the Mishnah Rabbani? So according to the opinion of Chum Tishimina, the Midler Rabbani, let him Shimon Lazar, but they've been. It resolved from here that the Chacham concede to Shimon Lazar in the place for the majority of Gwain. L.A. the Shimon Lazar, feel the Mishnah not make my skin a bit tumble, dealing with the case where the item was concealed. Asking Marty Bitambo and if it's concealed, my of it if the item is concealed, what is the reason the item is with the find there? But then I'm what's the bash from Mahusulaigabo. One found the vessel in the garbage dump. If the vessel is concealed, then he may not touch it. But Megula, if it's exposed, then the finder takes the item and proclaims it is fine. But that's a Kedamina Popo. The Rebbe says, "But Ashpash in the Sfila Fanis, printed garbage dump is not designed to be cleared. Nimechalal Fanis, and the owner of the land could reconsider and decide to clear it. If one finds concealed vessels, he should proclaim his fine. Otherwise, the keli will be cleared with the rest of the garbage dump. Hanan Ashpash in the Sfila Fanis here too. The Mishnah is referring to that case that garbage dump is not designed to be cleared. Nimechalal Fanis, and the owner of the land reconsidered and decided to clear it." If you want to say, Leilim Rabbanan, actually the Mishnah is the point of the opinion of Fahom, Bikhtan Hinshalay, is it taught that the Mishnah that the idols are his? And if I have the Hashukhis Khtani, it's taught that he's not obligated to proclaim his fine. Vianiach, he may not keep them. He may place the items in his possession, and the Yid will come and provide a distinguished mark to describe the item taken. Toshmapa will bring a proof. One found the barrel of wine in the city whose population has a majority of goyim, which tells me from Mitzia Basudabano. Keeping the barrels permitted in terms of halachas of finding lost items. However, deriving benefit from the wine is prohibited as presumed that Zayin Nesach, but Yisuv Nos Bistun. The youth came and provided a distinguished mark to describe them, but Teres Bishitzia is drinking the wine is permitted, no Mitzi for its finder. As is proved that the wine is a yid. Nevertheless, it belongs to the finder because only the spirit of recovering a barrel misplaced in public area. Kiman, according to whose opinion this statement of Rasi could have Shimon Lazar. According to Shimon Lazar. Shem not younger Shimon Lazar is but a game, and the majority is game. I would have you so late. Or it says not Layla, Maimu Lakar Shimon Lazar, I feel would have you so not become. Even when the majority is yid, Rav Silver Lokom is taking Bechado, take Bechado. Holds like one disagrees with the other. And once it was established that the driving benefit from the wine is prohibited, the regards to the fact that it is permitted in terms of the halacha of finding lost item for what it matters, the halacha relevant. So with regard to the driving benefit from its container, which is permitted. There was a certain man who found four dinars that were bound in a cloth and cast into the Beer River. Also, it committed out of Yehuda, he came before Yehuda and asked how to proceed. Or Malay, there was a certain man who found four dinars that were bound in a cloth and cast in the Beer River. He came before Yehuda and asked how to proceed. Malay, you Achris, Yehuda said, go proclaim your finding. But I think, what, was it the Shiyami? But isn't this a case of an item lost in the tide of the sea that should therefore belong to the finder. Why it says Varuba Goyim. Shaninar Biran Kivin the Mitkal Lemiyash. The Biran River is different since it contains obstacles, the owner does not despair of recovering the lost item. I think Mara Varuba Goyim is in the place where the majority of the population is Goyim. Shamina Lach Shimon Lazar Fidibun Goyim. Conclude from here that the Lach is not according to the painter of Shimon Lazar. No. The Beer River is different as Yidden dammed it and Yidden dredge it. Yisrael Sarfalei, since he damned it, Emri Yisrael Sarfalei, said the coins fell from a Yid. Okay, so Karlei Lemiash says, Jews dredge it, no one does not despair of the recovering it. Yidah Beshapel Azabasin Mashmul Beshapel Beisada. Yidah was moving along behind Mashmul in the market where Hanna Brian was sold. Amarlei, Yidah said to Shmul, Motsi Kananaki, did you find the wallet? Mao. Shmuel said to him, what is the halacha as the Mishnah states? Over there, are the shalei? Belongs to him. But you saw Benosav Yisrael Mao, what if a yid comes, provides you the thing that Shmuel marked to describe it? What's the halacha? I'm going to have the fine is obligated to return it. Tarti, these are two contradictory rulers. So I'm going to have the Mishnah said that no, it's beyond the letter of the law. Give the Rabbi Shmuel, Ashke Chanei, Chamrei, Mimdvara, Badanin, Laman, and Basat, Fesi, Ashke Shadal, the Mishnah said that. The Shmuel's father found these donkeys in the desert and returned them to the owner after the passage of 12 months of the year, so he acted beyond the letter of the law. Rabbi was moving along behind Rabbi Nachman at the tanner's market, some say in the marketplace, frequented by the Chacham. Rabbi Shukat Rabbanah, Rabbi Matzakana, Naki, did he find the wallet? There, it is Shalei. Then these halacha, these are belong to him. Why so doesn't this matter? I'm not here to Shalei, but I'm not here to Shalei. Isn't he the owner justifying standing and screaming that the purse belongs to him? He comes as one who screams to no avail about his house that collapsed or about a ship that sank into the sea. There's a certain kite that took me in the marketplace and cast it among the palm of the trees of Marmite. Also, coming to buy the one who found them came before by to ask how to proceed. I'm like, Zil Shkil and Avsheikh. But take it for yourself. What do you saw? You know, but the Cheda isn't the majority of Eden. Shabbos Mina, Allah has come to Shemin Lazar, Fidim Rebbe Yisrael, no, Shani Daye. This case is different. There's Zil Tik Shriyam. Cheda is different. As the item takes the, is like the tide of the sea. Well, my Rab, Bosser, Shazam, and I, and Osir. Don't we have that the obscured from sight period of time is forbidden? Basavanayan. Ba'imivitzibiach. This is a case where the finder stands and sees the meat from the moment that it was taken from the by kite until it was cast among the trees.
It can do more it won in the wall that I mean they're in the pot.
Rav Hanina found this a shafted young goat between Teferi and Tzipari. The Chama permitted it to him. Amar of Ami, Ami said, he said, the Chama permitted to him terms of finding the last item in accordance to the opinion of Shimon Lazar, and they permitted him in terms of the Lacha of the Shita in according to the opinion of Yosef Aglili. Tanya, Harisha Abdullah Gedayev Tanya Gedov. On the case where one's young goat and roosters were lost, halach matzon shchutin, and the owner went and found them shechted. Yehuda aiser and Rabbi Chanan aiser really is matter. Amar Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda lasi said here the David Rabbi Yehuda kishmatzim bashba. Same Rabbi Yehuda appears to be correct in the case where he found the shechted animals in the garbage dump, as a concern as they were thrown away because shit was unfit. But David Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi aiser really kishmatzim bashba, so he found them in the house. With the tiddle of Rishum shchita. And the fact that the Chum permitted to him in terms of the Shechita, so must be, it will be so, it must be that the majority is Yidin. Shamas Mina, Lachim Shemin Lazar, for the majority is so. But no, Rav gave it after Bachi is so. It's a place for the majority of Goyim, but the majority of Shechita are Yidin. Last thing, Rav Ami Ashkech Pargiyah Shechutis Ben Tverei Letzipirah. Rav Ami found shafted fledgings in Tverei Letzipirah. Us, the committee of Ravasi, came in front of Ravasi to ask how to proceed. From the committee of Rebeichlan, some say they came in front of Rebeichlan. Some say he came to be Smedish. They said, take it for yourself. Yitzchak found a skein of thread from which a net was woven. Take it for yourself because he found it in a place frequented by the multitudes.